September is the month for new beginnings. There is nothing like that cold morning air that wakes you up from summer and pushes you into a new season of you. Because whether you're going back to school or returning to work or simply entering a new era of you, autumn is the perfect time to focus on your goals in the most cozy way possible. So in this video, let's reset for this new month together, set our intentions and create an action plan for success. Let's get into it. So let's start with getting something to drink, and the question on my tea bag was actually perfect for today's video. Which dream has been the most meaningful for you? Now let's go ahead and interpret this as a dream you have for yourself. So what is the life you envision for yourself, the person you dream of becoming? I am here to tell you that whoever you'd like to become, you have the potential inside of you to grow into that person, and the journey into becoming that person can start today. So I just finished with my journal pages in this regular everyday journal, and now it's time to actually go ahead and set our intentions for the new month. And whenever I do journal prompts or anything related to goals, I will use this journal. And I found a few that I think are very easy to do for if you are, for example, new to journaling, but at the same time, kind of get the most important information out of you when it comes to resetting for September. Let's start with what are you grateful for, which I think is a question you should always kind of answer at the start whenever you're journaling, because it's just so important to keep reminding ourselves of what we are grateful for and what we should be grateful for. Then the second question that I'll be asking myself is, what are you looking forward to in September? This is kind of a question that leaves room for getting cozy for the month, because September, or like autumn in general, is of course for having cozy nights in, maybe reading, maybe cooking or baking something that you really like. Honestly, we are just entering this whole new cozy season. So the question of what are you looking forward to is kind of a way to get excited for all the cozy things that are coming. So all in all, I have the questions: what are you grateful for? What are you looking forward to in September? What is something you want to achieve before the end of the month? Describe your ideal morning routine, your ideal evening routine, and your top three priorities. Now, I've put everything on one page, which kind of leaves not that much room for every answer. And I've been basically doing this on purpose, because otherwise I may ramble for too long for example, what I'm looking forward to or what I'm grateful for. I'm just doing it for now because I have a lot to do today, and although I love it, I don't want to spend too much time journaling for now, just because September is nearly here and I want to have this video up as soon as possible for you as well, so that we can reset together. So I'm just having it very brief, but you can of course do it as long as you'd like. So I just finished with my journal prompts. I'm excited to know what you journaled about and kind of also what you are prioritizing for September. I know that a lot of you are either going back to school, basically going back to the studying life, and I got a lot of questions on how to kind of balance studying with the dean or just like working in general with the dean, and I'd like to go over that right now as well. Right now I'm no longer in university, so I cannot really give my current advice, but I of course have been in university before, and I also am currently kind of trying to balance working with still prioritizing everything dean related. What I will say has helped me most is to really have like a clear routine when it comes to your morning routine and your evening routine, but it is usually yours to kind of schedule out how you would like to spend it. And the reality is that life can get very busy with, for example, homework, and I'm not going to deny that you do need a lot of studying for that or need to put in a lot of effort for that, but by taking kind of control of both your morning routine and your evening routine, you kind of have a good solid Islamic start and a good solid Islamic end. And this doesn't only go back to like the start of the day and the end of the day, because of course we have worshiping to do during the time as well, because we have the 5 daily prayers. Honestly, the 5 daily prayers is what is going to be your lifeline to your deen, because every time you say Allahu Akbar before your prayer, you're literally saying God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is greater. Greater than whatever you're working on at that moment. Greater than your school, greater than your concerns, your worries, anything that is going on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater and more important than that. Of course, we should be praying on time. And if we do so accordingly, then you have 5 moments throughout the day where you come back from your work, your school, whatever you're doing, come back to the humble servant that you are and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. You have that moment whenever you struggle with your deen and you feel like you are giving more attention to this dunya, to your school, to your work, even if it's beneficial things like school. If you notice yourself being more attached to school than you are to your deen, the number one way to come back from that is to have like a reset in your prayers, because it's very easy to say Allahu Akbar and you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, but then again the thoughts come in, like the thoughts of what you have to do after prayer, what you should be doing tomorrow, and shaitan will be whispering to you these other things that you need to worry about, when in reality you should be focused on your prayer. So it's easy to get distracted in prayer when life gets busy, and the reality is life does get busy. So if you feel a disconnect between you and your deen, the first way to go on about that, I think personally, is to focus on your prayer. Focus on making your prayer really like your meeting with your Lord, which it is, of course, and see it as the 5 times every day that you get that little reset, and to remember like what you are here for, which is to worship. The next part of the reset is kind of an obvious one, because you and I both know that a clear space is a clear mind. And ideally, we would be doing a complete deep clean, kind of both physically and digitally. But if you do not have the time for that, let's just focus on our outer space, making it tidy and clean. And also try to focus on making it tidy in a practical way. Meaning that when you get back into your new daily life, all your stuff has kind of a designated place that works for you. So have your prayer mat where you often pray, have your study supplies where you like to study, and so on. My week's been really busy and I couldn't make time to do a full deep clean, so I'll just do the regular cleaning routine, which is just vacuuming, watering the plants, and doing some laundry as well. But I would like to make kind of a physical reset video, but let me know if you'd like to see that. One of the things I'm prioritizing is having a lot of homemade meals. And they do not have to be the most healthy meals 100% of the time, but overall I'd like to be cooking healthy. I feel like we all know we should be eating healthy, but sometimes it's just not that easy. For me personally, the main struggle or the main issue is actually doing the groceries. I tend to do groceries on almost a daily basis, where I kind of start every day with what should we have for dinner and then go from there. There isn't really that much meal planning and prepping. However, in the last few weeks, I tried a different approach where every weekend I made a meal plan for the entire week and also did most of the groceries in advance. And for me, this was a game changer. And it makes sense, because similar to how you help yourself when you lay out your workout clothes the evening before, you help yourself by already deciding what you'll be eating. I think we make too many decisions on a day, or at least the amount of decisions we make distracts us from more important things. If I do daily groceries without a clear meal plan, I tend to wander in the grocery store for so long trying to decide, and also comparing prices, to be honest. Knowing what I need and knowing I will only go once helps me with making decisions quicker, which then leaves me more time for my actual plans or my goals or work or even just to rest. I finished a meal plan for the next week and made a grocery list to go with it, and that is when I realized that when it comes to setting goals for September and actually achieving them, it really is similar to meal planning. because you start off with what you want and why you want it. For example, I want a lot of vegetables because they are healthy and they are easy to cook. Or for my own life, let's take the September goal that I want to learn more about Islam and share some findings or reflections so that we can all grow together. So you have the goal, which in a way is like a dish. Now how to get there? What are the ingredients necessary? How does the recipe look like? How much time is required? You need to make a list of everything that you need to do, from preparation to results. So maybe it's an idea to see the goals that we have for September as these dishes that we are trying to make, and also figure out when you would like to make these dishes. What is the plan for the week? So again, with the goal of learning about Islam, ideally I would spend an hour every day doing that. But if that's not possible, then I would like to do it on, for example, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So take your goal and kind of dissect it. Find the ingredients necessary, the steps necessary to achieve that goal, and then kind of combine those little steps that you need to do with your daily life so that the goal becomes a system. A system that you do every day or every other day. I briefly made a list of everything that I would like to do this September. And for every goal that I have, I kind of put it into a section. So something that I either love to do in the morning, during the day, or at night. This way I'm kind of building my goals around the things that I need to do, such as work that is already kind of fixed into place. Basically, I know how long I would like to spend on that goal during a day or during the week. And then I also have put it into a section where I either do it in the morning, during the day, or at night. So the system has kind of been put into place in the sense that I've made the schedule for it. And I've specifically kind of worked it around the prayers. So as an example, from Fajr until Dhuhr basically is kind of the productive hours. Inshallah, I can have the routine that I've been building up for the past few weeks as well, where I start the day with some sort of Fajr morning routine, where you have that solid Islamic start of your day. And then of course, a little bit later, it's time to get to work as well. And the most focused hours for me are in the mornings until Dhuhr. And after that, it kind of goes down from there in the sense that there's less and less energy. Now I'll be making a little vision board for this new month. I've done that for August as well. I've only made a vision board basically for the background on my phone. For the entire month of August, this has been the background of my phone. And then over here, I had the list of things that I wanted to do on a daily basis. And I noticed it was very nice to have that daily to-do list in my background, not necessarily for me to tick off, because obviously the background wouldn't allow me to do that. But it was just nice to see an overview of how I would like to spend my days. And I think I'm going to do the same thing for this vision board as well. Another reason why I kind of create goals that are part of either the morning, the day, or the evening is so that even if you, let's say, mess up in the morning and don't do any of the things that you would like to be doing, because, for example, you accidentally slept in or you just needed some time for rest and you didn't get to your goals, then you can just go from the list of things that you would like to do in the morning to the list of things that you like to do during the day. So in a sense, you can immediately move forwards and the day hasn't been messed up because there is a new list of things for the section of the day that you are in at that moment that you can work on. But now let's create a vision board, which is kind of always the favorite part of planning a new month or a new season. A few of the pictures that I put on my vision board are actually pictures that I took myself, or I even have a picture of myself in it, just so that I can imagine myself in this dream life a little bit better. I put my daily list of things that I would love to be doing. I didn't put everything just because that would be a little bit too long, but just the essentials, I guess. Overall, I feel like my vision board hasn't really changed that much compared to the last one. But of course, goals don't change that drastically over time. I feel like I'm basically going to continue with my August goals and my August daily to do, so my non-negotiables that I set for myself. September will be very similar in that sense because I have daily non-negotiables that I want to stick to. And then this month, what I'm doing different is that I've put these non-negotiables in one specific section, either during the morning, the day, or the evening. This month, I specifically want to focus on how I plan my life around my prayers and how I do every non-negotiable in between the prayers. Like, when will I do my non-negotiables? Is it between Dhuhr and Asr? Is it between Maghrib and Isha? That's kind of my plan for success, in a sense, for the month of September. And I hope that method works for you as well. So really break down your goals into the steps and give that step a designated time slot during your day in between which two prayers would you ideally be working on that goal. And then for every section of the day, you have a little to-do list of things you could be doing. And this way you always have something to work on next. If you missed one section of to-do list, you can just go to the next one when the next prayer arrives, and you basically see every prayer as a reset, which it is, of course. After dinner, I went and walked to Pilates, and one of the last things that I wanted to say for this video is actually that I highly recommend you to go on a lot of walks these days because we are still in that transitioning phase between summer and autumn, and I feel like this is the perfect time to get outside and get that last little bit of sun that we're going to be getting for the rest of the year. And even though autumn is, of course, such a cozy season, I feel like we can struggle a lot with not getting enough sun. So make the most of it while you still can. And it's so lovely to see seasons actually physically changing and on the outer world and then maybe also in the inner world as well. I really hope you benefited from this video. Let me know what else you would like to see, how you are planning for September, and what your goals are. And I'll see you in the next video, inshallah.